And I've always wanted to go on a cruise. Like I've heard all these Taylor and Taffy and all them talking about these cruises. Whoever else has been, like everybody in Pride 48.
You're not going to name another person that went on a cruise? Someone who does a YouTube series about their cruise every single year.
Auntie Vera.
Auntie Vera and Gooch. Yes. Thank you.
All of these cruises that people have been on. I've heard all of this stuff and I've wanted to go on a cruise for so long.
Fatty's going to go on a fisting cruise next year. I don't know. Or this year, I guess.
Oh, I heard he was going on a cruise. So, because I listen to Big Fatty online.
Right, exactly.
Every day.
You don't retain any of it, but you do listen to it.
Well, when you listen to something at like triple speed while driving to work, it just kind of goes in one ear out the other. But anyway, so.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
You don't retain any of it, but you do listen to it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2404. The BFO of a right. The 31st of March 2017, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got a couple of voice letters, but other than that, I got nothing. I got nothing. Big Fatty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B with the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Lions, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. You know why you're lions. Yes, Big Fatty. Although some of you may be lambs today, because y'all, you know, in Charleston, March came in like a lamb, and y'all, we had rain on Thursday, and we're expecting more rain overnight as we start our foray. And y'all, they're just supposed to clear out. So y'all, it looks like that is a spinach solid, with a extra bayfront on it. Yes, Big Betty. And but anyway, we're expecting improving conditions as the weekend approaches. Yes, Big Betty. And what a lovely time. With it being 25% of the year already over. Big Fatty, where does the time go? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today for right, the 31st of March. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yeah, Big Fatty, there's some confusion. Well, you know, there may be some confusion because, y'all, the Haunt Cub put a message out on the 20 that he thought Thursday was this celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, on my mocking calendar, yes, Big Fatty, it's an official source. I have it as today. Yes, Big Fatty, it doesn't get more official than your mocking calendar. Y'all, it is none other than the co-star of Ding DeBell, Big Fatty. We know DeBell is the star over there, it's true. Y'all, it's that John Ong, Big Fatty, Ching Chong, John Ong, it's true. Y'all, he used to do, y'all, he still does some kind of Mexican little show, but y'all, he hadn't done the Ong line. Big Fatty, remember, you can't spell gong without Ong, it's true. But I hadn't heard him do a online and Big Fatty, they're all dropping like flies. It's true. Anyway, y'all met John Ong several times out there in the Lost Wages, but y'all, the first time I met John Ong was at the Gaudet's. Y'all, he came to one of the first ones that we did. I think this is right. We did this was back when Michael Cantaloupe and the Super Bee were involved, and y'all, we did afternoon tea, the Queen's Tea, and it was all a big bunch of us there. And y'all, nobody knew John Ong was coming, and y'all, he just showed up. And y'all, it was just very exciting. Yes, Big Fatty, he was thrilled to meet you. Oh, yeah, he was thrilled to meet you. But anyway, y'all, if you see John Ong on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I am not going to say anything lacist like I hope he gets a big old piece of lice cake. No, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake with extra icing and rosebuds. A Big Fatty, I don't believe I said rosebuds. That's a vulgar. See y'all 5 months from today on the 31st of August. Granny and Durwood and Big Dick and I, we're getting on the aluminium tube of death. And y'all, we are flying to Amsterdam. Big Fatty, except Granny, he's going to Australia. Okay. And y'all, we'll have 3 nights there before we get on board the sexual cruise that we're taking. It goes from Amsterdam all the way down the west coast of France and Spain and Portugal through the Straits of Gibraltar, and y'all then getting off in Barcelona, and then 3 nights in Barcelona. And y'all, I cannot believe it's just 5 months away. Big Fatty, it's just like the end of the year. It'll be here before you know it. I know. I wonder, you know, I wonder, you know, Granny's so old. I wonder if he's already started packing. Big Fatty. It's
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty.
Hi.
It's me.
Hi.
Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi, Sharp Paul.
Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
Hello. Actually, I wanted to speak to you, Big Fatty, this time.
Oh, okay.
Because I was listening to a podcast from the
yeah.
UK.
Uh-huh.
And they seem to be doing, like, a version
uh-huh.
of Shark Week.
Oh.
But it was a little bit different. It was
uh-huh.
a little bit,
uh-huh.
well, more sort of British, let's say.
Oh, British.
Yeah.
British
listen,
sharks.
Listen to this.
Uh-huh. Hello. Hello. This week on Burp Week, we have a story, to tell about a time that we made a terrible mistake, an awful faux pas, and we let out a tiny, tiny belch. Oh, goodness. We was mortified, we was. And anyway, there we were, eating a cucumber sandwich and drinking our tea, and we had a little bit of the sandwich and we chewed it 500 times with each mouthful, just to be careful. But because the tea was being drunk at the same time, I think, well, I hate to say it, it caused me to give a tiny burp. A burp so loud that a mouse ran out of its hole and fell down dead of shock. Yes. And then, do you know what I did? After the little burp, I was so surprised that I went and shat myself.
Oh!
There you go.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Butt week in the UK.
Butt week, okay.
It's a little bit different to shark week.
Not much.
But not so different.
No, not different at
all. Bye, Big Fatty.
Bye! Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti, Paul Chandler. Over at the Shy Life, little show. Big fan of you. That's anything but you. Shy Life, that's no. You're welcome, Wagon Life. But, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, and he didn't even call. Well, he did say hello to me, but Paul, thank you so much. And obviously, Big Fatty's going to have to look into international trademark violations. Big Fatty, stick it to the queen, to stick it to the man or the queen or whoever the hell it is. But you know, the Brits, they're so polite. They'd probably, thank you very much for sticking it to me, Big Fatty.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I have a serious question. So, I just got my hairs dyed, which dyed just sounds so morbid for getting hair color. And so, anyway, I got my hairs dyed, and so you get a fresh wash after you get it dyed, right? So, I don't want to go home and get like all gross and sweaty because I'd like to just go to bed. And I was up really late last night gaming. Like, I'm like seriously up until 11:30, tossing and turning until past one and up for work at 5:40. So very little sleep, not to mention I woke up a couple times in the night. So anyway, I go and, get my hairs dyed, and, that's my blinker just pulled into my driveway. And, so anyway, which reminds me, I just got a check from the insurance company. They paid us our money back, for paying our insurance. So now I have to go and write a check to the other place, but I'm about $700 to the good. So, you know, I just gotta say that I don't understand why people have to be so cuckoo crazy. You know what? I honestly just think that I have shit so good. Excuse my language. I'm just gonna say it. I think my life is so effing fabulous that people just can't stand it, and I think that's why I attract. I'm just like a crap magnet, and maybe I should have called this in during Shark Week. But anyway, to finish my story, I decided I didn't want to cook anything, and I'm kind of hangry, and I'm very tired, and I think I have to raid again tonight, and your gamer people will understand that. Destiny came out with a whatever, and blah, 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 and if I don't do it with them, then I'm going to get left behind, and I've already been left behind in the... And whatever. So anyway, what I was going to say is I go to the... God, do I still have some gray hair peeking out? I better not, for $90. So anyway, I go... Well, that's a $15 tip. So I go to pick up my pizza. I call and I order the pizza. And the guy goes, "Hey, Kathy." And then when I go to pick it up, he goes, "Hey, Kathy." And then I'm like, am I supposed to tip him? I mean, I think he owns the place. And you did just give me $14 back. How much did I get back? Yeah, I got $14 back out of $40. So is $26 enough? $26.30, $40. Yeah, $26 for two pizzas.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. Big Fatty, we love when Miss Bacon calls. It's true. We do love when Miss Bacon calls. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And I'm glad you got your pizza pie. and your hair colored, and I don't understand. You're going on some sort of raid or something. I don't know what that means, but it sounds to me like you didn't sleep worth a tinker's dam the other night. And y'all, Big Fatty didn't sleep worth a tinker's dam on Wednesday night either. So Whitman Tinker, we've got the stink eye for you, Big Fatty the stink eye. But anyway, Miss Bacon, you said you had a question for me, and I'm not sure I heard the question. Big Fatty, was it about tipping for the pizza pie? If you order something and you go and pick it up yourself, no, I don't think you need to tip them. Now, if they bring it to you, yes, you should tip them. But it was that the question, or was the question should you raid, or should you stay up and not sleep like a Big Fatty? Who the hell knows what the question was? And anyway, it is Miss Bacon's special weekend starting on Saturday morning when she gets up and says, "Rodent, rodent." Yeah, I guess y'all, I thought I'd just catch up on a few e-letters that I've gotten here. Y'all, that dentist out there in the Colorado Springs says that if we do Fart Week, that we ought to have people call in with their most embarrassing fart stories. And Dennis... what else? Are people just going to call in and fart? Big Fatty, they can do both. It's true, they could. Y'all, that Gus Chad, you know, he got one of the Short Week t-shirts. You know, he was out wearing it around, and he says, everybody, an update on the short shirt. No one has been horrified by it. I had one lady stop me to read it. She was in tears with laughter by it. And I got a new client to walk their puppy dog while I was wearing the shirt. Big Fatty, it sounds like it's something that maybe Gus Chad wants to add to his resume. I'm a member of the Short Week Shirt Club. Maybe so. And y'all, Gus Chad, thank you so much and congratulations on the new puppy dog to walk. Y'all, my Northeast straight boyfriend. Y'all, you know, he loves to do some investigative reporting, and y'all, he found a picture of Big Fatty from Forrest Gump, and he asked me, "Is this you in the picture?" I said, "Yes, it is," and he says, "Oh, amazeballs, you're even more of a celebrity to me now." And y'all, then he sends me a little cartoon of him falling backwards like a silent movie star going swoon. Okay, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, it is April Fool's weekend. And don't forget when you wake up Saturday morning, the first thing out of your mouth needs to be rodent, rodent. Big Fatty, you're pulling our legs. Well, some people's anyway. Of course, you say rabbit, rabbit. Big Fatty, April Fool. Anyway, and y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, like we've had every day this week as a little... A celebration of exiting the birth canal gift debt. Y'all, is that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns, previously of the Dubious Intentions? And Daniel, what do you think of the BFO?
You don't retain any of it, but you do listen to it.
Oh, it's kind of like water. You retain that.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.